Thank you, everyone. Bob, would you call the roll?
Crawford.
Present.
Oprita.
Present.
I am here. Bradley.
Present.
Kish.
Present.
Bruckner.
Yes.
And Armbruster.
Present.
And we're all here. It's absolute. And at this time, I'll open the public hearing to review the special assessment role for the amendment of the Lake Huron Manor Subdivision Lighting Assessment District and continue on with the regular agenda at this time. So is there a motion to approve the meeting minutes of our regular meeting of the 20th?
So moved.
Support.
It's been moved and supported. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the same. Motion carries. At this time, is there any citizens wishing to address the board? Again, any citizens wishing to address the board? Hearing none, we'll go on to the approval of the agenda. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Support.
It's been moved and supported. Any questions on the agenda? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, the same. Motion carries. The treasurer's report was in the drop box. Any questions on this? We're still solvent, right?
Oh, yes.
You're hanging in, okay. Got another quarter to finish. Is there a motion to receive the treasurer's report?
So moved. Support.
It's been moved and supported. AJ and George. Bob, would you call the roll, please?
I'm a yes. Oprita?
Yes.
Kish?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Bruckner?
Yes.
Armbruster?
Yes.
And Crawford?
Yes. Motion carries. Bills presented for approval. Everyone had a chance to look over the bills. Any questions on the bills?
I can make a motion to pay the bills as presented.
Support.
Okay, it's been moved and supported. Again, any questions on the bills? Because Jamie brought them here. Bob, would you call the roll, please?
Oprita.
Yes.
Kish.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Bruckner.
Yes.
Armbruster.
Yes.
Crawford.
Yes.
And I'm a yes.
Motion carries. We have no listed correspondence. So that moves on to the public hearing. And at this time, is there anyone that would like to speak about the special assessment? I believe the cost is, if I'm reading this correctly, Bob, this is $3.90 per parcel.
Yeah, my understanding is DTE is not charging to remove the light, that the only cost would be what the township incurred for the publication and other expenses. And yeah, it ends up working out to about $4 a parcel.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Sumo Golf Lake Huron Manor Association. I have a check for the $320 making. So okay. It's not going to be charged to each parcel.
Jamie, were you there to?
Yeah, I was told to give it to
Yep, Jamie. I discussed with Vicki. Yep, it'll pay off the roll in full. So okay. It will not go on their tax bill.
Very good.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Makes it easy. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments on the assessment? Yes, ma'am.
I might be Diane Langoff, 307 Maplewood. Might be a little ahead of myself, but on page 3, everyone's comment. You have a second paragraph from the bottom. Al Alston, it's Alan Shaw.
Oh.
Made the comment.
Okay.
If that makes any difference.
That must be on the meeting minutes.
Yeah.
The minutes from last time.
Okay.
Next to Glenn and Leslie, that's Al.
That's not his last name, is it?
Oh. It's E. Yeah, L.
Oh, okay, E.
Yeah, I was going to say they both made a comment, but it was him that.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Is there any other questions or comments on the special assessment? Hearing none, is there a motion to close the public hearing?
So moved.
Support.
Closing it. Okay, all those in favor signify by saying aye to close the public hearing.
Aye.
Those opposed, the same. Motion carries. Board discussion. Looks like they're going to pay the assessment off all at once, which is a nice thing to have to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Saves a lot of paperwork, doesn't it?
It does. And a lot of time adding them to tax bills.
So is there a motion to approve the amendment?
So moved.
Support.
It's been moved and supported. Bob, would you call the roll, please?
Bruckner.
Yes.
Armbruster.
Yes.
Crawford.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Kish.
Yes.
I'm a yes. Oprita.
Yes.
Motion carries. On to new business, and that's the estimate that we have from Yale Heating and Air Conditioning to replace the HVAC system up at the Point Building at a cost of $8,855. And it might be a little less than that because that included a soft start kit for the air conditioner. And we're looking at putting a generator up there that may not require that soft start. With the soft start was an $855 option.
Mr. Supervisor, may I speak?
Yes.
We have a business person in our own community who does this type of work. And I don't know if we put it out for bid or maybe it's on, if it's, I guess, is our bid thing $10,000 now?
Actually, George, I put it in the newspaper as a display ad and I sent it out to several local businesses and I got no response from any
wow.
of them.
Interesting.
Scott,
well, I just brought that up because I yeah. like to support our own
I would have
community
too.
Businesses if you can.
Yeah, I would right. have too.
Because those are our taxpayers.
And actually, Scott Bradley is the one that said, hey, you know, we've been using Joe from Yale Heating and I got a hold of Joe and he came right out, looked at it, and wrote us a quote.
Okay.
And I also had him look at the DPW furnace, and he's actually installing a new furnace at the DPW, because the comment was when he looked at that one is, I don't understand why it's still working.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just wanted to kind of get a feel for that.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, I sent it off as an email to several of the different local companies, made a couple of phone calls, and I didn't get a response.
Wow. Okay.
I'll make a motion to accept for the estimate.
Support.
Okay, it's been moved and supported. Bob, would you call the roll, please?
Armbruster.
Yes.
Crawford.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Kish.
Yes.
I'm a yes. Oprita.
Yes.
And Bruckner.
Yes.
Motion carries. Item number two is set the public hearing for the 2022 budget. It's setting that for next meeting of Wednesday, November 17th.
The only question, Mr. Supervisor, if I might speak again, is that in the past, this board has listened to building people and looked at different budgets coming from them, whether it be the fire department, public works, even administratively. And then we've looked at comparative to last year or whatever our funding might be as to where increases would occur. And then we had an opportunity to respond to that or at least have a picture of how much either additional or less or whatever monies would have to be expended to handle the budget. I just bring that up as past history, and I'll let it go at that.
Yeah, this was set the public hearing.
Okay,
this is for the public to be able to come in and make comment on the budget.
Well, that's fine that they can make a comment, but I'm not familiar, I'm not comfortable with making a comment on something I really know not a lot about, as to Parks and Rec, as to whatever, and that's, I just leave it at that.
Okay, and actually Parks and Rec is actually having a special meeting to talk about their budget request next Wednesday at 7 p.m. here. And I did hand out to you a draft work copy of the budget that we're working on so that you have the different departments. It currently has the information as of this afternoon that we are aware of, and we're building this as we go. And the yellow highlighted date, that actually tells you when you flip through it, that the different departments. So the pages behind that, if you want a paperclip for the multiple pages, I think you need, like, I think I've got six paperclips here that I had to take out to make the copies.
Can I ask a question? Are there things in the budget that, for personnel that are not standard rate increases, are there different personnel positions that we're looking at, and could we be alerted to that in here?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, particularly.
Yes, yes to both of those questions. Yes, we're looking at bumping a few people more than just the standard, and we're also trying to figure out what the standard is going to be, and we'll definitely keep you.
Well, even if this budget had highlighted areas which reflected maybe whether it be major changes or, like you said, maybe changes that are pronounced, mm-hmm. whether it be another full-time employee or something, how that's going to affect how we handle the money to hand. Our job as a board is fiduciary. We are responsible for the monies that we spend, that we allocate, that we budget for, and I'm just leaving it at that.
And I'll throw this out to any board member. You know, department heads are available during the day if you'd like to stop in and talk with them or sit down and review the budgets. Hey, feel welcome.
We've had the department heads here. Would they come to the meeting? I know the chief is here.
Yeah, we can ask them to come to the meeting, but yeah. Really, if you have a question, you have some time during their regular work shift, please feel free.
So if they could come, that would be good, I think. What would it be, DPW? I don't
know. Well, we've got about 34 different departments.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so 34 different people. That would be good. We'd have a good attendance.
But those things include, like, your lighting at large budget. You got your, well, for example, with Blue Water Transit, which is an in and out. Mm-hmm. And you got your watersheds, and you've got a number of different things. Okay. Drains at large.
But the department has, like, DPW, you know, the personnel mm-hmm. connected with that. All those budgets are under people, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And like Mr. Kish was asking earlier, the DPW figure as far as salaries and benefits, it's basically outlined, and those are outlined and set by the union contract.
But we still have to pay them.
Yes. And the rate study and things are still being worked on, so I don't have those figures for next year yet, mm-hmm. which then have to be built into the budget.
So looking at this, if we do our homework, can we tell which staff positions have increased based on a salary adjustment?
Well, you can look at the different areas there, and when you have something that's listed in the requested budget, those are currently the changes we're looking at. Those are proposed changes.
And those would have been nice if they were, like, you got red in there just to indicate something, whether it's a remaining amount of money in a particular budget, or if those had been highlighted, it would have been easier for us to at least view the changes, is what I'm saying. Rather than us have to bird dog every particular item. Okay.
Again, back to the original question, was is posting for the public hearing.
Gotcha.
Okay, gotcha.
So is there a motion and a second to set the public hearing to the 17th?
So moved.
Support.
I'll go with Scott with that one. How's that sound to you? Bob, would you call the roll, please?
Crawford.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Kish.
Yes.
I'm yes. Oprida.
Yes.
Bruckner.
Yes.
And Armbruster.
Yes.
And the motion carries. Board discussion. One of the things I wanted to bring up to you is last year when we put the banners out for those that are KIA in the wars that we've unfortunately had that passed away in the wars of that represent Fort Gratiot, came from Fort Gratiot. We ended up like 12 banners, and we originally had places that we had arranged for 8 banners. So I kind of had the idea that if I could find a couple of light poles, we could put 2 light poles on each side of the entrance of the building so that we could put additional banners there. And Pat Moran, when he was doing his renovations of the Blue Water Chrysler, I got 4 light poles from him. Well, those light poles probably cost $800-$900 a piece. They do need to be painted because they're right now a green. So it's $800 to get them painted. We've got the big cost to put the footing in to put them up is another $2,500. So you're looking for about $3,300 plus the brackets for banners. So those are something that I wanted to let you know about. Do you have any thoughts about that or not?
Is this going to be a cyclical thing? Are we looking at doing this forward?
Yes.
So we could add more banners?
Yes.
Okay.
It'd give us a room, I believe, for about 16 banners.
Okay.
Could our DPW do the work? You got anybody over there with masonry skills?
I have a quote from Flags and More to actually put the footings in for the light poles. Because they can come in and dig the neat round hole, mm-hmm. fill it up.
And then during the off times,
we can put holiday banners or whatever.
Yeah, you know, you start, Scarecrow Saturday you banners, nice we banners can up. Do. Yeah,
we're going to talk to this nice job with the banners.
Yeah. So what's kind of, I think, really kind of cool about when we put up the KIA banners, they're all in one location mm-hmm. representing Fort Gratiot. Yeah.
So are you making a motion to do something, or are we not, or are we just going to act on it as is, as suggested?
If you'd like to make a motion for that, I would appreciate it.
But well,
it wasn't part of the agenda.
I understand,
way.
But it's an expenditure.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I'll make the motion that we do it. I would. You could add it in as number 3 if you want.
If you want to add the motion up to a certain amount?
Yeah.
Well, whatever he suggested, I think it was 30 some.
It'll be at least 3,300 just to put the poles up. That's without the banner hardware.
Is that with the painting?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, are these poles, Rob, are they going to be active light poles or just poles?
No, just poles.
Okay. I'd second the motion.
And they're metal, I take mm-hmm. it?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
Can we save some money by painting them ourselves?
We have an estimate for them to go out to a business on Wadhams Road that will sandblast them.
They do a good job.
Powder coat them?
Yeah, they do a good job.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say we could probably handle the painting part, but the sandblasting part, that's a lot of work if you don't have the machines.
Okay, it's been moved and supported. Bob, would you call the roll, please?
Yes. Bradley.
Yes.
Kish.
Yes.
I'm a yes. Oprida.
Yes.
Bruckner.
Yes.
Armbruster.
Yes.
And Crawford.
Yes. Thank you.
It'll be nice.
I think it'll look attractive in front of the building.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is that we do have the master plan proposals for the 100 acres on Parker Road. And I added those out to you. I actually emailed them to different people too. If you want to look those over, give you some idea of what your preference is, how to review them. Would you like to have the two different companies come and make a presentation, or do you just want to review them first, or give me some input?
Well, Spicer I think if I quickly look through this, showed us examples of the kinds of parks they put in for different communities. Mm-hmm. The one thing they didn't put down, or maybe I missed it, is how much it was. In other words, the bottom, what's it cost to put a park in that looks like the one on page 16? The only thing, that's what I'm, I think it boils down to the fact we're going to tell them what we want. You've mm-hmm. listed the things that we want incorporated. Mm-hmm. And the bottom line will be, what can we afford? So it would have been neat if they had said, why, we did several of these communities and they're pretty well done. How did they pay for it? How did they generate the monies for these? To me, that's important.
It is.
Okay, I'll leave it at that. But yeah, I think we should, we've done Spicer before. Spicer's always done a good job for us.
Well, there's things that I like in both proposals. Pam Blout is actually the architectural designer behind the Fort Gratiot County Park. She's also the designer behind the dog park.
Is he a St. Clair County fellow?
Pam is actually partnering with BMJ.
So
yes, it has a local connection that way.
Prices compare?
The pricing, I believe, on Pam's was
22.
I don't think it was as much as Spicer's.
But anyway, well,
22.5.
Yeah, 22.5, and Spicer gave a range, I believe, of 20 to 35,000, because one of the options that they were talking about is a topographical mapping of the area.
We don't have that.
No, which would give you the elevations, which could affect as to how you lay things out.
Check the drainage.
Well, would the other outfit have to do the same thing? Or no?
Probably.
So the question would be, is that included in their price?
No.
So maybe you ought to tell them, you're going to do this, we're all going to do this across the board, the same thing, and we want the price comparison to get the same results, whatever might be done. So if Spicer's doing a particular thing, the other outfit should bid that as well.
Currently, Spicer gave that as a range.
I understand.
Starting at 20,000 comparably, and then up to, I guess it would be 15,000.
So you would investigate that, Mr. Supervisor? Thank you.
Our special people that have been disrespecting our parks are about to be billboard famous, because they're going on the crime billboards. Probably, I got the phone call this morning that they're going to put the photos from our cameras out to the public, see if we can get a little bit more interest from the public of finding out who's responsible for the damages that have happened.
I like the idea about the sheriff putting up a unit that activates.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be a wise move.
Yeah.
Apparently, this is either going around as a fun thing to do, maybe among the same people, or maybe it's just among several of them that thought it was kind of cute. And I don't know.
We know that most of the damages are the same two people.
Same two people, okay.
Their footwear kind of indicates that, and on different days. But this last time where, you want to say, they attacked the ADA Port-a-John with power tools.
Wow.
They used a cordless drill with about a half inch drill bit to drill holes throughout the one side of the Port-a-John. And then they used a hole saw to remove the hinges and break the door off of the front of it. So that particular Port-a-John is just about totally destroyed. They forcibly kicked the locked gate of the dog park open, entering the dog park, and proceeded to kick one of the benches that was bolted down to the concrete to the point where they broke the cast legs of the bench off to tip it over. That was a bench that was donated by Tom and Wing Teal, independent floor covering. And Wayne told me to replace the bench, and I'm sure this is what the shipping included, is over $1,000. So it is getting to the point where these people have been responsible for several thousand dollars worth of damage, besides the tearing up the grass and things like that. They've actually used their vehicle, which is a 2004 Subaru, to push the Port-a-Johns around with the vehicle, pushing one of them several times back into the wetland area. And this last time when they hit the ADA Port-a-John at the dog park, they pushed it from its location halfway out to the road. So I'm hopeful that we catch these people and make them responsible for the damages they've occurred.
Is it happening during the week or weekends?
It doesn't make any difference. It's happened both.
Both?
Yeah.
The latest, when they went after the Port-a-John with the power tools, was 3:55 in the morning. And unfortunately, the sheriff deputy got there just about 4:30.
Hmm.
And we're done.
Yeah, 15, 20 minutes missed them.
So.
Do you have an idea what it would cost to put one of those sensing units, camera with a sensor on it? Did the sheriff give you an idea?
No, because the sheriff department is actually looking to purchase one.
Oh, okay.
How many times have they been back? Is it three?
Five.
Five.
I don't know that they've been back since we released their pictures and stuff. I'm not sure that they have. It's possible they came this past weekend, but we also had the pavilion rented out, so it's possible that they drove on the really soggy ground and made the tracks, but...
Sharon checked with the people that leased the pavilion for Saturday and said the tracks were there Saturday.
Okay.
The tracks next to the pavilion actually was from their DJ, did drive back there, but gotcha. The other ones were there. And the tracks from... apparently Friday night are not the same vehicle as they've been used to attack the Port-a-Johns. It's more wheelbase of a truck. And lock gates doesn't seem to make any difference because like the Subaru's been driving right down the bike path.
We'll get them.
Yeah, it's just a matter of time.
Yep.
So, anything else?
No.
Jamie?
No.
Bob, anything?
No.
Rob, with the proposals, I'd be open if they want to come and make a presentation to more clearly explain their proposal. You know, I would be open to that.
I don't think that's a bad idea. The other thing is that we know that our neighboring township is now closed for 2 weeks with two employees testing positive for COVID. So one of the things I reviewed with our staff today, all business, please try to stay behind our shields and maintain our separation and vigilant on washing our hands. Be careful. Scott, anything?
Nope.
AJ?
Did, after last meeting, we talked about the rescue funds for the fire department. Did you guys get a chance to visit about that with where those funds are at or if they were spent or any available still?
Those were funds that actually came in last year.
Yep.
And I met with Chief Smith. We're reviewing the numbers for next year, and it doesn't look like we can sustain 24/7 next year. We're hopeful for 23. Next year, it looks like the goal would be to go to Chief, the 12 hours, and that would be 7 days a week, because currently we're not that on Saturday and Sunday.
So what?
Taking fund balance still is required to do that, and our concern is when you don't have fund balance or you reduce your fund balance down, it's not sustainable without the income coming in.
So those funds are...
Yeah, I can sit with you any day you like if you want to come in.
absolutely.
We can go over it. I can show you what we need to run it. But without income from the general fund, it's really hard to put that together until we get more income in through our special assessment.
Well, so.
But I can sit down with you and go over the numbers and you can see where we're at with it.
So the.
It's a little hard to just explain it without looking at the numbers.
Yeah.
Knowing the, how it all increases, you know, because employees' hours go up. So you get more costs there.
Yeah.
Fill, money to fill shifts and stuff, so. But I'm willing to sit down before that budget meeting that we can talk about it.
Okay.
Any day you're free.
Yeah, I'll get ahold of you. But you guys were able to locate the funds that were, came last year.
They came in last year. Actually, we're, I believe in your fund balance from last year. But the problem is that even going to the 12-hour shifts, we still got to pull, I think we talked about $63,000 out of fund balance to support it for this next year.
Our, Lisa, has our tax base, I mean, has it increased substantially?
Or, no, just under 2%, I think. And it's been going up just under 2% for the last 2 or 3 years.
So your 10%?
Your taxable.
My taxable.
Your taxable, yes. Last year, the township went up 9%, and it looks like.
Would the 10% increase that the fire department can assess, or whatever, is that reflected by that increase as well, or no?
The fire department has a different rate. Their rate is lower.
Okay, all right.
They can only have the taxes from the real property.
I got you.
Not the personal property.
All right.
And what we looked at is if we continue with Chief's original plan, perhaps next year we'll have to go up the 10%. That will give us a little more income to that in 23, anticipating tax values. Maybe we can now then have the substantial income to keep this going. We don't want to get to the point where we get it in place and then you just don't have the funding to support it. You got to get it to the point where you don't have to use fund balance to support it.
Well, like Rob said, I'm open anytime. If any of you want to come in and you can sit down and look at it, I can kind of explain it a little better. And you can see how it jumped up, the employee costs and benefit costs and everything, overtime costs when we start to run 24. I'm open to anybody that wants to look at it, we can sit down and explain it a little better. And then if you have any suggestions, I'm open to those too, so.
Anything else, AJ?
No, sir.
Jamie again?
No.
George?
I would move to adjourn.
Well, could you hold off on that?
Linda, I will hold off my adjournment.
Linda, do you have anything you want to share?
No, I just gave my input out of order, so.
Bob?
I'm good.
Okay. Now we can accept your motion.
I don't want to do it now.
Well, okay. Actually, I got to back you up again because, again, I have to offer it open to the citizens. Is there any citizens wishing to address the board?
Is there any citizen question about what?
Any citizens wishing to bring anything up? This is your open.
I just wanted to came tonight to just ask a question. And after all the meeting is fine, I just want to know the cost of that light, of changing that light from the tennis court to the park, and just what the cost is that the township, not the township is going to pay, but that the manor is going to pay. I don't know.
Well, tonight we received a check to pay for it.
Okay.
It was $320.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. It was worth the trip.
Otherwise, it would have cost you, what was it, $3 and?
$3.90.
$4. I'm at the point where if you ask a question, people think you're either for or against something. I'm not for or against anything. I just wanted to know.
Well, thank you.
Anybody that comes here needs to take a stand, sir.
There you go.
All right, we have any other citizens wishing to address the board? Hearing none, I'll take George's motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the same. Thank you, everyone.